希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
我们从第六节念起，念到第十二节。
We'll read from verse 6 to 12.
我们再看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
我们从第五节念起。
We'll read from verse 5.
念到第九节。
You go.
十七节和十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
我们再看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第五章，我们从第五节念起。
1 Peter chapter 5, and we'll begin reading from verse 5.
第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
你再看雅各书。
We look at the book of James.
雅各书第五章。
James 5.
第十节、第十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
我们曾一再地说，领袖乃是神主宰的拣选。
We have been saying that the chosen of a vessel is up to God's sovereignty.
这并不是由于人，也不是借着人。
It is not of man and nor through the agency of man.
乃是神他主宰的拣选。
It is God and His sovereignty He does the choosing.
当神在那里拣选的时候，他并不根据我们天然所有的。
When God chooses a person, He does not rely on the person's natural ability.
很多的时候，我们天然越多，所有的越多，反而在神的拣选上成了一个拦阻。
Oftentimes, the more natural energy and talents we have, and they, in a way, they are the hindrance, to God's chosen of us.
但是这并不是说神拣选人就毫无条件。
It does not mean that when God chose a person, He has no requirement.
神在那里所拣选的人必须有一颗心是向着他的。
The person who God wants must have a heart toward Himself.
必须愿意把自己放在神的手里。
Must be willing to place Himself in the hands of God.
让神在他的身上做身体的工作。
Allow the Lord to do a deep work in His life.
凡是拒绝十字架的对付的人，都是选不上的人。
Those who refuse to work the cross are the ones who will not be chosen.
所以我们看见一面仅是神的拣选。
So on one side we see it's the sovereignty of God that's the choosing.
另外一面在人的身上也有所配合。
And on the human side, there must be something that would fit or correspond to God's heart.
神必须在我们人的身上工作。
God must do a work in our heart.
将他所要求的条件能成就在人的身上。
So that all his requirements could be met in our hearts.
这样神才能用这样的人做属灵的领袖。
And therefore God can choose such a person to be a spiritual leader.
我们昨天早晨在这里谈到第一件事。
Yesterday we mentioned one thing.
就是神在人身上所必须做的工作。
Is the thing that God must do in the vessel.
如果在人的身上连这一个也没有的话，
If God cannot find this thing in the vessel,
这样的人就不能站在领导的地位上。
This person cannot stand in the place of leadership.
因为这个就是意向的问题。
This is a matter of vision.
一个做领导的人，他必须从神那里接受天上的意向。
The person who is in a place of leadership must receive a vision from the Lord.
否则的话，他像一个瞎眼的人领导瞎眼的人一样。
Otherwise, he'll be like a blind who is leading the blind.
他必须要明白神的奥秘。
He must know the mystery of God.
他必须要明白神对于教会的奥秘。
He must know God's mystery concerning the church.
他也必须要明白神所拣选的器皿的奥秘。
He must know the mystery ministry of the vessel whom God has chosen.
He must
see what Moses saw on that burning bush.
He must,
like Paul, saw a heavenly vision.
有了这样的意象,
when you have such a vision,
他在前面有方针,
then he has direction.
前面有道路,
then there's a way.
他才知道说究竟他最终的那个结果是在哪里。
Then he knows his final destiny.
他必须有先见之明。
He must see clearly.
他必须对属灵的事情也更透彻地看见。
And he must see through spiritual things clearly.
这样他才能领导神的百姓。
Therefore he can lead God's people.
所以今天我们在神的面前,
therefore we are before the Lord.
我们需要谦卑在神的面前。
We need to be humble before the Lord.
因为说到意象这一件事,
when it comes to the matter of vision,
实在说来不是我们人自己所能得到的,
it is not something we can obtain ourselves.
可以说神愿意向什么人显现神就向谁显现。
In a way, when God wants to reveal to a certain person, he will reveal to a certain person.
但是我们感谢赞美神,
but thank God,
因为他是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
It's his pleasure to reveal his son in us.
我常常说一句话,
I often say,
当你去看望弟兄姊妹的时候,
when you go visiting brothers and sisters,
如果那一个家庭里头刚是生了一个小baby的话,
If a new babe was born in the family,
当你进到这一家人家去的时候,
and the moment you enter into the home,
你实在不需要说, 我要看看你的baby,
you don't need to say, I want to see your baby.
因为你一打进门, 他就要把那个baby拿出来给你看。
Because the moment you enter the house, the mother will show off the baby.
因为做父母的人, 乐意将他的孩子要显明在人的面前。
Because the parents willingly, eagerly to reveal or to show off the baby to you. This could represent the heart of God. God's heart is longing to reveal his son to you and to us. And how come we cannot receive this revelation? How come we cannot see this heavenly vision? It's not that God is not willing to reveal his son to us.
那是因为我们的心向着神是关闭的。
Because our heart toward God is closed.
我们的背是向着神的。
Our back is toward the Lord.
所以神就没有办法把这些的启示给我们。
Therefore God is not able to reveal himself.
什么时候我们的心转向他?
Whenever our hearts are turned toward the Lord,
我们脸上的褶子就被挪去了。
The veil of our eyes is removed.
我们就看见主的荣耀。
And we see his glory.
我们就有荣上加荣的变化。
And we'll be changed from glory to glory.
我们就要被圣灵来做变化的。
And we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do the work of transformation.
所以圣经说, 清心的人有福了。
So the scripture says, those pure in heart, they are blessed are those who pure in heart.
因为他们必要看见神。
Because they shall see.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们需要谦卑在神的面前。
We need to be humble before
God. 把我们的心向神打开。
Allow our hearts to turn toward the Lord.
我们需要求神赐我们智慧和启示的灵。
We have to pray that the Lord will give the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
神就必定要把他的奥秘向我们启示。
And then God will reveal his mystery to us.
因为我们的神并不偏待人。
Because our God is fair.
他并不根据我们的人聪明和愚拙,
he does not rely on our natural wisdom.
乃是完全根据他自己的怜悯。
It's all dependent upon his mercy.
这是我们昨天早晨在这里交通的。
That was what we shared yesterday morning.
今天早晨我们愿意继续下去。
This morning we want to go a step further.
神所拣选的领袖,
the leadership whom God is looking for,
在他的身上必须有底下那一些的条件。
They must have the following conditions.
当然这些的条件都不是人天然所有的。
All these conditions we do not have naturally.
这些的条件都是神借着他的灵在我们身上所造成的。
All these conditions are the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart and they produce in our lives.
当然我们承认说意象是第一件事。
But we say vision is the first thing.
第二件的事情。
The second thing.
乃是管制。
Is discipline.
我们知道我们不但需要有所看见
We not only have to see something
我们必须要让神在我们身上有管制的工作
We need the Holy Spirit to have that work of discipline in our life
一个人如果他不能克服他自己的话
If a person cannot discipline himself
这个人根本就不配做领导的人
Then he's not qualified to be a leader
在箴言里头告诉我们说
In the book of Proverbs
克服己心的胜过许诚
Yeah, if you can conquer yourself is greater than conquering a city
人如果不能克服他自己的心
If you not conquer your own heart
就好像一个毁坏的城市没有城墙一样
It's like a city that's ruined without walls
所以我们要看见说一个被神使用的人
So we want to see the one who can be used of the Lord
他需要先克服他的自己
He must conquer himself
他必须让圣灵在环境的里面来管制他
He must allow the Holy Spirit to discipline him through the environment
他必须让圣灵在他的里面管教他
He must allow the Holy Spirit to instruct him from within
而如果一个人他不肯接受神的管制
If a person cannot receive God's discipline
他要随着他自己的意识而活的话
And going to live a life according his own natural wishes
这个人神没有办法使用
This kind of person God cannot use
我们知道管制这个字与门徒这个字是出于同一的字根
We know that the word discipline and the word discipleship or disciple are connected together
我们必须先要做门徒
First we must be a disciple
门徒就是受主管制的人
Disciples are the ones who are under the discipline of the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣在那里呼召人来做他的门徒。
And so the Lord is calling people to become his disciples.
当主呼召人来做门徒的时候
，So when the Lord called people to become disciples,
每一次在四福音里头，你看见说
，In the Gospels we can see,
每一次主在那里呼召人做他的门徒
，Whenever he called people to become disciples,
那些应召的人必须要披下一切来跟从他。
Those who want to be disciples, they must give up everything in order to follow him.
如果有人还在那里留恋他的过去
，If you have something to look back or holding back,
这个人就不配做主的门徒。
Then you are not qualified to be a disciple.
那就是说
，That is to say,
如果今天要做门徒的话
，If you want to be a disciple, today,
你必须把你自己全部交在主的手里。
You must.Totally giving yourself to the Lord.
你不能为着自己还有保留。
You cannot preserve anything for yourself.
你不能保留你自己的主权。
You cannot preserve your own right.
你得让主把你来管制。
You must be under the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
让主来教育你。
Allow the Lord to instruct you.
让主在你的身上有完全的自由工作。
Allow the Lord to have absolute.Authority, freedom to do his work in you.
这样他能把人造成一个有用的器皿。
Then he can educate you into a useful vessel.
所以凡是不能做门徒的人
For those who cannot be disciples,
都是不能做领袖的人
They cannot be leaders.
我们许多的时候盼望能做领导的人
We wish sometimes, we all wish to be a leader.
但是我们不肯做学习的人
But we are unwilling to be a disciple.
实在说来管教乃是学习功课
Strictly speaking, disciplining is learning.
我们怎么能在神的面前有属灵的学习呢
How can we learn lessons before the Lord?
我们所有属灵的学习都是从管教里面来的。
All our spiritual lessons come from discipline.
如果我们没有属灵的学习
，If there's no spiritual learning,
我们就没有办法来帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Then we cannot help others, those who are in need.
因为今天的问题并不是一个世界上面的工作。
Today, what we engage is not like the world, this business of the world.
今天我们的侍奉那是一个属灵的侍奉。
Because what we're engaging in is a spiritual ministry.
我们的侍奉那是把人带到主的面前。
Our ministry is to bring people to the Lord.
我们的侍奉那是把主带到人的中间去。
Our ministry is to bring the Lord to the people.
我们的侍奉并不是光在这里讲一点道。
Our ministry is not just simply preaching.
我们的侍奉并不是光在那里做一些的事。
Our ministry is just doing things.
我们的侍奉乃是把基督分给别人。
Our ministry is simply impart Christ to others.
如果我们今天自己在神的面前没有学习，
if today we have nothing from the Lord,
我们对于基督没有学习，
we have not learned anything from the Lord Jesus,
我们怎样来学习基督呢？
How can we learn Christ?
乃是从管教里面来学习。
It's through the work of discipline.
一个在神面前多受管制的人，
The more we are disciplined in by the Lord,
这个人的身上基督的成分就越多。
There will be more measure of Christ in his life.
所以在希伯来书十二章才这样的说。
And so Hebrews 12 tells us,
神在那里像父亲一样，他来管教我们。
God is like a father who disciplines us.
他管教我们，因为他爱我们。
He disciplines us because he loves us.
他要我们成器。
He wants us to grow up.
他要我们成为儿子。
He wants us to be sons.
不是光光是一个小婴孩。
Not only a baby.
他要接受管教，叫我们能长大成人。
Through discipline, he wants us to mature and grow up.
是因为说爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us.
他要在我们身上施管教。
He wants to do the work of discipline.
在管教的时候是痛苦的。
When we are disciplined,We feel painful.
因为就是我们肉体来说，我们是不愿意的。
Because according to the flesh, we do not desire discipline.
但是经过了管教之后，
But after we've been disciplined,
就结出仁义的果子来。
And they're the fruit of righteousness.
叫我们在他的圣洁上有份。
And we'll have a share in his holiness.
那就是说，
That is to say,
叫我们认识基督。
We know Christ.
叫基督能组织在我们的里面。
Allow Christ to incorporate into us.
我们就能把基督分给其他人。
And then we can impart Christ to others.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
凡是不愿意受管制的人，
If you do not willing to be disciplined,
这样的人他就没有丰富的恩典能分给别人。
And you will have no grace to impart Christ to others.
所以我们看见说，
so we see here,
神为说要使用我们的缘故，
because God wants to use you,
他需要在我们身上多多的管制我们。
He needs to do the work of disciplining.
当神的管制领导我们的时候，
so when he's disciplining us,
究竟我们的态度如何？
How is our attitude?
我们是不是在那里轻看神的管教？
Are we there, lightly looking at his discipline,
或是我们在他管教的底下我们灰心丧胆，
or are we discouraged, despair because of his discipline,
还是我们接受神的管制，
or we receive his discipline,
凭着一个感激的心来接受他的管制，
with a joyful heart receiving the discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你要看见在历史的里面，
we can see in the history,
在圣经的历史里，
in the history of the Bible,
在教会的历史里面，
in the history of the church,
那些被神选上的人都是在神手里多受管制的人。
Those who were chosen by the Lord and used by the Lord, there were those who were disciplined by him.
管制越多功用越大。
The more they were disciplined, the more they're useful.
管制越少，功用越小。
The less they're disciplined, the least they're useful.
没有管制就没有用处。
No discipline, useless.
我们还是愿意从旧约里面拣选一个例子，从新约里也拣选一个例子。
We'll take an example from the Old Testament, an example from the New Testament.
我想从旧约里面我们要拣选例子的话，最明显的就是大卫。
The best example we can take in the Old Testament is David.
大卫乃是一个领袖。
David was a leader.
圣经称他为大卫王。
And the scripture described as King David.
大卫是神所拣选的。
David was a chosen vessel of God.
我们在大卫的身上实在看见神主宰的拣选。
We can see in his life the sovereignty of God in his choosing.
因为就着他的环境来说，好像 次与被拣选做领袖是完全相反的。
If we look at his background, there's nothing in his background that qualifies him to become a leader.
因为按照人来看
，according to human way of thinking，
大卫那是耶西的儿子。
David was the son of Jesse.
他是耶西最小的一个儿子。
And he's the youngest in the family.
就说普通来说，最小的儿子总是父母最喜欢的。
Humanly speaking, the youngest is the one who most loved by the parents.
但是很稀奇，在耶西的家里头不是这样。
But interesting enough, in this particular case, it was not so.
虽然大卫是最小的，第八个。
Even David was the youngest, number eight.
但是他的父亲根本就把他放在眼中。
But the parents did not put him in his eye.
他的父亲让他到旷野里头去看羊群。
And the parents, let him go into the wilderness to keep sheep.
当撒母耳要在耶西的儿子里高一个来做王的时候。
So when the Lord asked Samuel to anoint a person to be king of Israel.
耶西他认为说七个儿子都有可能性，这个第八个是无用的人。
And Jesse thought that all the seven other sons they do have a qualification, but not this youngest one.
所以连大卫他都没有叫他回来。
So David was not asked to come home.
感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
虽然撒母耳也有他的弱点。
Even Samuel had his weakness.
因为他告扫罗的时候。扫罗是高人一头的
，because when he anointed Saul, Saul was taller than anyone else.
所以当他要来耶西的儿子中高一个为王的时候
，so when he came to Jesse's son to anoint one of his sons to be king，
当耶西的儿子长子以利家经过他的时候
，so when the eldest son of Jesse paraded through Samuel，
因为他也是长得很高大
，because he was tall and good looking，
所以撒母耳心里说，那必定就是他了
，and Samuel thought in his heart, this must be the one.
但是神说他不是看人的外貌，他是看人的内心。
As the Lord said, I do not look at the outside of a person, I look at the heart.
感谢神，撒母耳学了一个功课。
Thank God, Samuel learned a lesson.
一个一个儿子经过都不是。
So one by one, they walked before Samuel.
神没有拣选他们。
God did not choose anyone.
撒母耳就问耶西说，都在这里吗？
Samuel asked Jesse, "Are all your sons here?"
不，还有一个最小的在看羊。
We still have a youngest one who is out in the wilderness.
所以我们看见环境实在是完全相反的。
So we can see that environment is so contrary to what God wants.
这个大卫是他的父亲所轻看的。
David was not highly esteemed by his parents.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
连他的哥哥们都是看轻他。
Even his brothers, they don't think much of him.
你们记得到他的父亲派他到战场上去看望他哥哥的时候。
You remember the father sent him to the battlefront to visit his brethren.
他的哥哥就误会他。
And the brother misunderstood him.
以为他喜欢看打仗的热闹。
Because he was curious to see, want to see the fighting.
所以我们看见大卫这个人的境遇。
So we can see the condition of David.
当他被神在以色列人中显明的时候
when he was revealed among the sons of Israel
他在那里把哥利亚打死了
and he slew Goliath
那可以说大卫现在那是被众人所知道了
so we can see that David is now well known by all the people
但是立刻就遭遇扫罗的嫉妒
but at that timeSaul was jealous of him.
虽然他是神的受膏者
even though he was anointed by God,
但是他逃难
he escaped.
他被扫罗在那里追驱逐
he was chased and persecuted by Saul.
他承认他自己不过像一条死狗一样
so he considered himself as a dead dog.
不过像个跳蚤一样
as though he was a flea.
他实在在磨难的中间
and through all his trials,
他认识了他的自己
he learned to know himself.
虽然神给他两次的机会
God has given him twice
也可以拯救他的自己脱离扫罗的手
to deliver himself from the hands of Saul
并且他的部下也叫他起来把扫罗杀了
and even his followers encouraged him to slew a soul.
这样他的难处都解决了。
And that, his, all his problems will be solved.
神岂不高他为王吗？
Because God anointed him king.
他岂不应当在王位上吗？
And he should be on the throne to be a king.
但是他不敢伸手来摸神的受膏者。
He dare not to lay his hand on God's anointing.
他宁可在那里经过更多的痛苦。
He was willing to suffer even more.
虽然他是神的受膏者。
Even he was anointed.
他不敢把自己推到前面去，去抢夺这个王位。
He dare not to push himself to take the place of leadership.
如果神告他，
If the Lord anointed him,
神时候到的时候，
When the time comes,
他不需要为着自己争什么。
He dare not need to struggle for himself.
神会把他放在王位的上面。
God himself will place him on the throne.
所以到他30岁的时候，
So at the age of 30,
他差在希伯伦做王。
And he became a king in Hebron.
有7年6个月的功夫。
And 7 years and 6 months.
然后他做以色列的王33年之久。
And he became the king of all Israel for 33 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们在大卫的身上看见，
in the life of David we see,
他在神的面前多受管制。
He received much discipline from the Lord.
当他受各种各样的管制的时候，
when he was receiving all this discipline,
他也不怪人。
He would not blame people.
他伏在神管制的手下。
He humbled himself under the mighty hands of God.
他在神的面前好好的学习。
He was there learning his lessons carefully.
如果我们读诗篇的话，
If you read the book of Psalms,
我们知道诗篇是称为大卫的诗篇。
We consider Psalms the songs of David.
虽然不都是他所写的。
Not all the songs were written by him.
但是大部分是大卫所写的。
The majority of the Psalms were written by him.
我们在哪里读诗篇的时候，
When you read the book of Psalms,
我们可以说大卫他的经历那是多方面。
We can see the fullness of his experience.
他经过苦难。
He's gone through deep suffering.
他也经过祝福。
And he also had received much blessing.
他经过失败。
He also gone through much failure.
他也经过得胜。
He also know much victory.
我们看见他是各种各样的经历都经过了。
We can see all kinds of experiences he had gone through it himself.
在那些管教的里面，他学习认识神。
In the discipline, he learned to know God.
所以他的诗篇就是发表他对神的认识。
And so the songs are the expression of his knowledge of God.
为什么我们今天喜欢读诗篇呢？
Why do we want to read Psalm?
因为诗篇不是讲道理。
Because Psalm does not speak of doctrine.
诗篇是把他的经历交通给我们。
Because Psalm speaks of experience before the Lord.
我们在诗篇里面，我们碰到了神。
Because in the book of Psalms, we meet the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
为着这个缘故，
because of this reason,
我们需要在神的面前接受他的管制。
We need to receive God's discipline.
在新约的里面，
In the New Testament,
我们也可以举一个例子。
We can give another example.
我想那是很明显的，就是彼得。
And it's very clear, it's Peter.
在12个门徒中间，
of all the 12 disciples,
我们可以说彼得他是一个天生的领袖。
We can say that Peter was a natural born leader.
因为你看见每一次说话都是他在那里讲话。
You can see that every time anybody opens the mouth, it was Peter's mouth.
但是稀奇的是在这里。
But interesting thing happened.
我们看见彼得他很容易开口。
We know that Peter so quickly to open his mouth.
并且他开口都是开在别人之前的。
And when he opened his mouth, it's always in front of people.
他认为自己就是那个领袖。
Because he considered himself to be a leader.
他可以代表其他的门徒说话。
And he can represent all the other disciples.
但是很稀奇的事情。
But strangely enough,
当他开口的时候，
whenever he opened his mouth,
我们的主就闭他的口。
And our Lord shut his mouth.
主在哪里就深深地对付他。
The Lord disciplined him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在这里我们看见有一个原则。
Here we see one principle.
天生有领袖才干的人，
If anybody has a natural leadership ability,
这一个人就不配做属灵的领袖。
This person cannot be qualified to become a spiritual leader.
许多的时候我们以为说，
Sometimes we think,
这个人他天然有领袖的才干。
We say this person possesses natural leadership.
不错，在这个世界的上面，
Yet in this world,
如果一个人他天生有领袖的才干，
if he's born with that natural leadership,
他就各可以做领袖，
he can become a leader.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my brothers and sisters,
在属灵的事情上，
but in the matter of spiritual,
却不是这样。
That's not so.
一个有天然领袖才干的人，
if you have natural leadership ability,
他的天然领袖的才干，
your natural leadership ability,
叫他不配做属灵的领袖。
Qualifies you to become a spiritual leader.
如果他不经过神的对付，
if he will not allow the dealings of God,
神要对付他这个天然领袖的才干，
God will deal his natural ability.
如果经过对付，神才能用。
After through discipline, then God can begin.
如果没有经过对付的话，
if there's no discipline.
这个天然领袖的才干，
this natural leadership ability,
反而在神的工作上是一个极大的难处，
will be a great hindrance in God's work.
我们看见扫罗就是这个例子。
We see Paul was such an example.
当他他有天然领袖的才干，
He had a natural leadership ability.
但是他用他天然的领袖才干来领导的时候，
And when he was using his natural ability to lead,
他杀了许多的基督徒。
He slew many God's people.
乃是要经过十字架的对付。
We had to go through the work of the cross.
然后我们看见神才能使用。
And then we can see God can begin to.
所以在彼得的身上也是这样。
So it's in the life of Peter.
彼得虽然是一个没有学问的人，
Peter, even though he was an educated person,
虽然他是一个粗鲁的人，
he's a very rough person,
但是这个人天然能做领袖的。
But naturally he has that ability to be a leader.
所以他以为说在十二个门徒中他就是自信立为。
So he considered himself a leader among the 12.
他要替其他的门徒说话。
He wanted to speak on behalf of the others.
但是每一次他开口的时候，主就对付他。
But whenever he spoke, God silenced him.
哎呀，有的时候我心里替彼得很同情。
Sometimes in my heart, I'm very sympathetic to Peter.
我说彼得啊，
I said, Peter,
你少开一点口啊。
Peter, if you would speak less,
你就少吃一点苦啊。
Then you would suffer less.
为什么你这样张开你的大口呢？
Why you want to open your mouth so often?
你被对付了一次，你应当学乖了。
As the Lord dealt with you once, you ought to learn your lesson.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My brother and sister,
我们今天乖的人太多了。
Clever people. We have too many clever people.
我们今天的神的儿女里面，大家都太聪明了。
We are among God. We all think we are very wise.
因为我们太聪明了。
Because we are too wise.
我们也不开口。
We dare not to open our
mouth. 我们也不做事。
We dare not to do anything.
这样我们就不受对付。
Then we don't want to. We are not receiving any discipline.
在神在人面前。
Before God and before
man, 谁也不注意我们。
Nobody notices.
我们也本人也没有办法对付我们。
And no one can deal with us.
神也没有办法对付我们。
God cannot discipline.
我们实在太乖了。
We are too good.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
这样乖的人，
this kind of good
people, 在神的面前，
in God's sight,
没有管制，
you have no discipline.
没有用处，
you are useless.
并不是说我们要故意来做张开大口的人。
This does not mean we want to encourage you to open or to open your mouth.
我们个人的气质是不同的。
We all have different temperaments.
有的人天然就喜欢讲话。
And some people naturally have the ability to
speak. 有人天然是少讲话。
And some naturally will speak less.
多讲话的人多受对付。
And the more you speak, the more discipline you get.
少讲话的人少受对付。
And if you speak less, less discipline you get.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
虽然彼得那样的受对付，
The way that Peter was disciplined by the Lord,
他没有退去。
He was not discouraged.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
彼得在开始的时候是想退的。
At first, Peter was thinking of quitting.
你如果读圣经的话，
If you read the scripture,
你知道在马太第四章里面，
In Matthew chapter 4,
我们的主在加利利的海边呼召彼得来做门徒。
At the Sea of Galilee, the Lord called Peter to become his disciple.
他就撇下一切所有的来跟从主。
He left all and followed him.
但是他跟从主一段的时间。
And after he followed the Lord for a period of time,
当我们的主回到他家乡的时候，
And when the Lord returned to his home,
就是加弗农的时候，
It's Capernaum.
你知道彼得在哪里做什么？
You know where was Peter?
彼得去钓鱼去了。
Peter was fishing.
去打鱼去了。
Peter was going
back. 这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是彼得他觉得说，
It was Peter, he was thinking to himself,
是我愿意做主的门徒。
Yes, I want to be his disciple.
但是我受不了。
But I cannot take it.
我觉得我在主的面前实在不行啊。
Because I do feel unqualified.
我实在赶不上。
I cannot catch up to him.
那我现在还不是早一点退去就算了。
So the best thing for me to do something else to do.
所以他去打鱼就是想退的意思。
So when he went fishing, means he resigned from his calling.
但是第二天我们的主来了。
The next day, the Lord came.
他要在那里对众人讲道。
And he was there speaking to a
great multitude. 因为人太多。
Because they are great multitude.
所以主就借彼得的船来讲道。
So the Lord used one of Peter's boat.
用他的船做他的讲台。
And used his boat to be his platform.
这样人就不至于拥挤他。
And so the Lord, people will not be crowding him.
主讲完了之后。
And after he spoke.
主非常有礼貌。
The Lord is very polite.
主知道彼得想退。
Lord knows Peter was thinking of quitting.
如果他退去的话
，If Peter quit，
退去不做他的门徒了
refuse to be his disciple，
那么主在他的身上不能有所要求了。
The Lord has no demand on him.
所以我们的主在对彼得说
，And the Lord told Peter，
你把这个船打开去。
Would you sail that boat away there.
然后你在那里下网打鱼。
And lower the net.
彼得心里觉得说
，The Peter was thinking.
主啊
，Lord.
就着打鱼来讲
，As far as fishing is concerned.
我比你懂得多。
I know more you do.
就说道理来讲
，As far as teaching.
那我不如你。
I cannot compare with you.
我打了一夜打不到鱼。
Because I fish all night, I catch nothing.
我是知道水性的人呢。
Because I know the nature of this sea.
你根本不懂。
You don't know.
但是不好意思。
It's to be polite.
那我就听你的话。
So I'll listen to you and I'll lower the net.
打了一网的大鱼。
And he had a big catch.
这个网几乎要破裂了。
And even the net was on the verge of breaking.
但是没有破裂。
But not break.
如果破裂的话，鱼就都掉了。
And if it breaks, all the fish will be gone.
需要另外一条船来。来相帮来收这个网。
And another boat was needed to come to haul this catch.
主的意思是什么呢？
What was the meaning behind it?
你要退去不做我的门徒
You want to resign, you don't want to be a disciple.
那我在你身上就没有要求了
Then I have no demands on your life.
我用你的船我就还你鱼
Because I use your boat, I want to repay you with the fish.
我从来不占你的便宜
Because I will not take advantage of you.
当彼得看见这种光景的时候
When Peter saw this condition,
他扑倒在主的面前
He fell down.
他说主啊
He said, Lord,
我是一个罪人
He said, I'm a sinner.
你离开我吧
Depart from him.
你知道他的性情。
You know his heart.
他叫主离开他。
He asked the Lord to depart from
him. 因为他觉得不配。
But he feel his soul.
但心里面。
But in his heart.
他盼望主不要让他走。
And he feel that the Lord will not depart from him.
主知道他的心。
The Lord knows his heart.
主说不要惧怕。
The Lord said, fear not.
我要叫你的人像得鱼一样。
I will make you a fisher of men.
从那个时候。
From that moment on.
彼得就真心地跟从主。
Peter.Out of the Lord,
无论主怎样对付他
no matter how the Lord disciplines
him, 你没有办法把他赶走
you cannot get rid of him.
你记得彼得怎么说
you know what Peter said?
就说你们都要去吗
the Lord said, you want to all go?
许多的门徒都走了
many disciples left me
说主的话太难听了
because the word of the Lord is too hard
谁能接受呢
who can receive it?
就对门徒说你们也要走吗
the Lord said, disciples said, you must go too
彼得说主啊
the Lord, Peter said,
你有永生之道
you have the word of eternal life
我们知道你是神的圣
We know you are the Son of God.
我们还到哪里去呢
To whom can we go?
我们已经跟从了你了
We are already following you.
你不能赶我们走
You cannot let us go.
我们也没有路可以走
We have nowhere to go.
我们你是我们的道路
You are our way.
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters.
你要看见一件事
You want to see one thing.
管教是根据我们的教托如果我们把自己交托给主的话
If we commit ourselves to the Lord
主才能管教我们
Then he can discipline us
如果我们交托越少
The least we commit ourselves
主在我们身上管教越少
His discipline will be very little
如果我们把自己完全交在他的手里头
If we commit ourselves totally to him
主在我们身上就能自由地管教我们
Then he will have the absolute right to do as he wishes
很多的时候你在哪里说
Many times we thought
为什么我没有管教
How come I do not have the discipline
是不是我这个人太乖了
Because I'm very good
好像有的孩子太乖了
like your son or daughter, they are supposed
to. 所以不需要管教。
So you don't need to discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
不是这样。
That's not the case.
许多的时候
many times,
你发现说好像主任凭你。
As though the Lord is allowing you to do your thing.
好像主在哪里让你去。
As the Lord is not really there with you.
原因不是主不爱你。
It's not because the Lord does not love you.
不是他不要管教你。
It's not that he will not discipline you.
乃是你没有把你的自己完全放在他的手里。
It's because you are not totally committing yourself to him.
因为当他管教的手来到的时候
，because his hand comes upon you,
恐怕你已经逃到千里之外去。
Because you'll be shrinking, you'll be running away from him.
但是一个人如果肯把自己放在主的手里头
，but for to those who are committed.
不怕受主的管教
You are not afraid of his discipline
这个人住在他的身上就能做更多的工作
The Lord can do much work in that life
感谢赞美神
Thank the Lord
我们看见彼得受到主这样管教之后
We see after, this, after much discipline by the Lord
我想在门徒的中间没有一个受管制像彼得受管制一样
Among the twelve there was no onehad received more discipline from the Lord than Peter.
但是到了五旬节那一天
But on the day of Pentecost,
当彼得站起来为主说话的时候
When Peter stood up and spoke for the Lord,
我们看见他能代表那一位升天的主
We can see that he is there representing the risen Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们要被神选上
If today we want to be chosen by God,
做那属灵的领袖
And to become a leader,
来领导弟兄姊妹
to lead brothers and sisters,
我们不能轻看神的管制
We cannot overlook or let it look God's discipline
我们也不要因着他稍微管教我们一点我们就灰心丧胆
We cannot allow discipline to discourage our heart
我们要把我们自己放在主的手里
We must willing to place ourselves in his hand
他越管教我们
The more he disciplines
我们虽然越痛苦
The more we hurt
我们里面越感激他
The more we appreciate him.
因为他实在是爱我们。
Because he loves us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天在神的儿女的中间
Among God's people.
我们太放松了。
We are too loose.
我们太随便。
We are too careless.
我们实在不够受管教。
We are not disciplined people.
所以我们道理知道很多。
So we have many knowledge.
但是我们实际非常的少。
But we don't have the reality.
只有经过管教的人。
Only after discipline.
他才能有属灵的实际。
Then we will have spiritual reality.
这样的人他才能把基督分给别人。
And this kind of person, then they are able to impart Christ to us.
所以这一个是主在我们身上必须做的工作。
This is the thing that the Lord must do in our lives.
第三件事。
The third thing.
一个属灵的领袖
A spiritual leader,
他必须有勇敢
He must have courage.
勇敢在神的面前非常的重要
Courage is very vital in God's sight.
但是这个勇敢不是指着那个天然的勇敢
This courage is not the natural courage that we possess.
今天的世界上有许多的人天然是勇敢的
There are many people in this world that are naturally courageous.
他很会冒险的
They can risk their life.
他敢做岗位
They dare to be a volunteer to do any risky work.
但是很稀奇的
But strange,
一个天然勇敢的人
There, a person who possesses natural courage.
他听到属灵的事情的时候
When it comes to spiritual matters,
你就看见他变成非常的胆怯
And when you see he becomes very weak.
因为在属灵的事情上
Because in a matter that is spiritual,
是需要属灵的勇敢
We need spiritual courage.
这个勇敢不是天然来的
This spiritual courage is not natural.
这个勇敢是从认识神而来
This courage comes from knowing God.
什么叫做属灵的勇敢呢
What does it mean by spiritual courage?
那就是说
That is to say,
神给了他意象
God has given you a vision.
他有了这个意象之后
He has this vision.
他就不怕任何的艰难
And he has no fear for any obstacle.
他是不折不为的他一直往前去
He does not care anything and he moves on and moves on.
虽然受许多的反对
Even though he face much opposition
但是他并不就这样退出
He will not shrink from it
虽然他遭遇人的不欢迎
And he even though is not recognized welcome by people
但是他里面知道
But inwardly he knows.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's purpose.
他就不顾人一切的不欢迎。
And he will not compromise man's feeling.
他不求人的欢迎。
He will not seek man's approval.
他只求主的喜悦。
And he only seek God's pleasure.
这一种属灵的勇气，乃是做领袖的人必须有的。
This kind of spiritual courage is what a spiritual leader needs.
一个非身使用的人，不能是一个退退缩缩的人。
One who is used to be used by God cannot be those who is always shrinking back.
一个非身使用的人，他必须要为这个缘故勇往直前。
For those used by God, he must be able to go on regardless.
这一个是很重要。
This is important.
否则的话
，otherwise，
你就是有了意向
，even though you have vision，
你也没有办法来完成神的托付。
You cannot fulfill God's trust in your life.
我想我们也可以用两个人来做例子。
I think we can use two persons in the Bible as an example.
在旧约的里面就是约书亚。
In the Old Testament, it was Joshua.
在新约的里面，我们用斯蒂凡来做例子。
And in the New Testament, we can use Stephen.
如果我们打开约书亚记，
If we turn to the book of Joshua,
我们看见在第一章的里面，
We see in chapter 1,
摩西死了。
Moses passed away.
神的话就临到约西亚。
And the word of the Lord came upon Joshua.
他说我的仆人摩西死了。
He said, my servant Moses died.
现在你要起来。
Now you must rise.
你要带领百姓进到迦南去。
You must take my people into the land of Canaan.
我们看见神拣选约书亚来做那个领袖。
So we can see God chose Joshua to be the leader.
来带领以色列的百姓进到神应许之地去。
To bring the people into the promised land.
你凡是你的脚掌所踏的地方都要赐给你。
So wherever the sole of your foot put down, that is your possession.
那个时候神就三次在那里对他说。
And the Lord spoke to Joshua three times.
你要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
你不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
你要刚强壮胆。
You be strong and courage.
你要带领百姓往里面去。
Bring the people forward.
然后我们看见百姓也在那里加强他的手。
And we also see that even the people encouraged Joshua's heart.
他们说我们从前怎样听从摩西。
It's when we, how we listen to Moses.
我们今天也要听从你。
We will also listen to you.
你只要刚强大大的壮胆。
Be courage and be strong and be courageous.
你做神所吩咐你做的事。
You do what the Lord asks you to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不要轻举妄动。
We do not,do things lightly.
好像没有神的命令。
As though there's no God's commandment.
我们就鼓足勇气就去做。
We use our courage and do things.
这样是人意王位。
That is of our own natural inclination.
这一个就是犯了人意王位的罪。
This is sin of presumption.
我们在这一方面要小心。
We have to be careful.
但是如果有了神的命令，
But when we have the commandment from the Lord,
如果知道神的旨意，
And we know God's will,
就是全世界的人起来反对我们，
If all the world against us,
我们也不能改变我们的方向。
We cannot change our direction.
这种属灵的勇气是必须有的。
This kind of spiritual courage is necessary.
我们在历史上看见有一个人叫马丁·路德。
And in the history of the church, there was a man called Martin Luther.
Martin Luther 乃是德国的一个修道士。
And Martin Luther was one of the German reformer.
修道士
monk.
当时的人根本就看不起一个德国的修道士。
In those days, nobody think much of a German monk.
我们知道天主教那个大本营是在意大利。
And we know the headquarters of the Roman Empire was in Rome, Italy.Roman Catholic was in Italy.
他们认为他们自己是很 refined, 很 culture, 很有那个文化的。
Yeah, so the Catholic in Rome, in Italy thought they are highly cultured and refined.
他们对一个德国的一个乡下的一个修道士根本看不起。
And those from a little village, a German monk is of no account.
但是神用这马丁路德。
But God used this Martin Luther.
当神用他的时候，可以说全欧洲起来反对他。
We can say that when the Lord was using, the whole Europe was rose up against him.
不但是这个罗马圣罗马帝国。
Not only the Holy Roman Empire against him.
甚至于这所谓的这个Holy Roman Church 也起来反对。
Yes, the Roman Catholic Church also against him.
有一次他就被呼召要到 Worm 去受审判。
And one time he was asked to appear the Council of Worms.
嗯，当他被呼召的时候
，and when he was called，
许多的人为他担心
，and many people they were very worried for him，
因为知道他这样的去是非常的冒险
，because when this is risky for him to be there。
你知道马丁路德他怎么说
？You know what did Martin Luther say？
他说：“你们在我身上可以盼望任何的事情。
”He said you can expect anything from me，
但是你们不能盼望我惧怕或者反悔。
You cannot ask me to fear or regret.
You cannot. 就是在 worm 魔鬼多得像 worm 城里屋顶上的瓦片。
Even the devils are like the tiles on the roof of the of worms.
我绝不逃避，也不退缩。
And I will not run away, and I will not. I'll be there.
当他在皇帝的面前受审问的时候
，and so he was questioned before the emperor.
他们要他反悔，承认过去做错了。
They want him to recant all his teaching.
你知道他怎么回答
？You know what did he say?
他谦谦卑卑站在皇帝诸侯不绝的面前。
He humbled himself and stood before the emperor.
在那一些主教大主教的面前。
And in front of all the bishops and archbishops.
他说除非你能用圣经的话和理智来说服我我不能反悔
unless you can prove with your scripture and reason I will not recant
因为我的良心乃是神话语的囚徒
He said because my conscience is the departed prisoner of God's word
我站在这里
I stood here
我不能做其他的事
I can do no other
愿主帮助我
May God help me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
God and sisters
这一种的勇气不是人所有的
This kind of courage is not human
乃是神给他这样的勇敢
It's God's courage in him
所以今天我们要做领袖的人必须有勇气
If we want to be a leader in the Lord's work we need courage
我们不能顾东顾西
We cannot care for this care for that
不能看这个人看那个人
look at this person, look at that person.
怕这个人怕那个人
and fear this person and fear that person
不是说我们要怕自己
yes we have to fear ourselves
唯恐我们自己错了
and afraid that we ourselves
但是如果我们知道这是神的旨意
but if we know this is God's will
就是魔鬼打开阴府的门
if the devil opened up the gates of hell
我们也必须要往前去
we still have to go on
最终的勇气从哪里来的呢
Where does this courage come from?
乃是因为
It's because
神与他同在
The presence of God was with him
神对约书亚说我不离开你
The Lord told Joshua I'll not leave you I'll not forsake you
我与你同在
I'll be with you
这个勇气从哪里来的
Where does this courage come from?
乃是因为他有神的话
Because he has the word of God
他知道神的旨意
He knows God's will
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果神与我们同在的话
If God is with us
如果我们知道神的旨意是什么
If we know God's will What God's will is
如果我们里头看见了异象
If in our heart we see the vision
就是魔鬼像屋上的瓦片一样的多
If the devil is like the tiles on the rooftop
我们也敢进到火狱里面去
And we are dare to go into the hell
亲爱的弟兄姊妹勇气宿命的勇气
spiritual courage
是需要的
is needed
在新约的里面
in the New Testament
我们看见斯蒂凡
we see Stephen
我们看见斯蒂凡这一个人
we see Stephen
他是一个丰满的人
he's a man of full spirit
你如果读使徒行传的话
if you look in the book of Acts
你看见他是满有圣灵
and you can see he's filled with the Holy Spirit
他满有信心
he's full of faith
他满有恩典
he's full of grace
他满有能力
he's full of power
他是一个认识神的丰满的人
he knows God's fullness
因着他认识神的丰满
because he knows God's fullness
所以我们看见他遭遇世界宗教世界的反对
so when he was persecuted persecuted by the world.
第一个人受宗教世界反对的，第一个信徒受宗教世界反对的就是史蒂芬。
The first person opposed by the religious world in those days was Stephen.
除了我们的主之外，
aside from the Lord Jesus,
他是第一个信徒受宗教世界的反对。
He was the first person opposed by the religious world.
为什么呢？
Why?
那个时候十二使徒都在耶路撒冷。
Because the 12 disciples were in Jerusalem.
为什么史蒂芬成了那个焦点呢？
Why Stephen became the target?
为什么？
Why?
因为他认识神的丰富。
Because he knows the fullness of God.
当他在那里传话的时候。
And when he was preaching.
实在你要看见说他所传的道是远过十二个使徒当时所知道。
You can see that his message is surpassed all the other 12.
你如果看使徒行传第七章他说的话。
If you read chapter 7 of the book of Acts.
我们常常说史蒂芬是保罗的先锋。
Many say that Stephen was the forerunner of Paul.
保罗以后所传的。
Paul, the preaching of Paul.
他所认识的属灵的东西。
The knowledge of spiritual knowledge of Paul gained.
史蒂芬都看见了。
Stephen saw it.
因为他在神面前看见比人更远一点。
He saw something more than what man sees.
所以他就变成一个目标了。
He becomes a target.
我们看见那个时候他们就起来攻击他。
So we can see at that time they rise up to attack him.
但是他被圣灵充满。
But he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的脸发光。
His face shined.
好像天使的脸一样。
As though the face of an angel.
当他在那里说话的时候。
When he spoke.
他的话是何等的有力量。
His words are full of power.
他一点没有顾到自己。
He had no self-consideration.
他在那里讲的话。
When he spoke.
叫那些审判他的人扎心。
Those who heard, they pricked their hearts.
因此就起来。
They rise up.
把他推到城外。
And they took him to the
用石头打死他。
They stoned him to death.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
我们看见在这里有一个人。
Here we see a man.
他没有自己。
He had no self.
他不顾自己。
He had no self-consideration.
敢把神的真理摆在他出题的面前。
He dared to place God's truth in front of his eyes.
明知这样做。
He knew this way.
他不能得到好的结果。
He will not get a good result.
但是他敢说神的话。
He dared to speak God's word.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当人用石头打死他的时候。
When the stone was thrown at him.
他说我看见天开了。
He said, I saw heaven open.
看见人子站在天上。
He said, I saw the Son of God in heaven.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他临死的时候。
At the moment of his death.
他说主啊赦免他们。
He said, Lord, forgive them.
这一种的勇敢。
This kind of courage.
不是从人来。
It's not from man.
乃是因着认识主而来。
It's because of he knows the Lord.
许多的时候人问我一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes people ask me a question.
我自己有的时候也这样想。
And I sometimes thought.
心里有许多神的儿女为主殉道。
Many, many God's people were martyred.
如果我们在那个时候。
If we were in those days.
我们能不能为主站住。
Can we stood up for the Lord?
我们怎样能为主站住？
How can we stand for the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
有一句话很安慰我们。
There's one word that's very comforting.
就是说，
it is
凭着我们自己，我们不能站住。
Up to us, we cannot stand.
反而以为自己站得住的要小心。
For those who think they can stand, take heed.
免得他跌倒。
You might fall.
但是如果神安排这个环境，
But because, if the Lord arranged you in such a situation,
主就会给我们寻道的恩典。
That will give you the grace of martyrdom.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们盼望那一天有寻道的恩典，
If we hope in that day that we will have the grace of martyrdom,
那么今天我们活着的时候，
While we are living today,
就要做一个活的寻道。
We need to live a living martyrdom.
这样的话，
This way,
当了那一天临到的时候，
When that day comes,
我们才能荣耀主的。
Then we can glorify the Lord.
所以我们看见说，
so we see,
一个做属灵领袖的人，
to become a spiritual leader,
他需要有属灵的胆量。
You need spiritual courage.
许多的人天然非常胆怯。
Some people, they are very timid, naturally.
你不要以为说因为你是个胆怯的人。
Do not think that you are a timid person.
你知道这是我们的气质。
That is our natural temperament.
有的人天然是胆量很大。
Some people naturally they are very courageous.
有的人天然是很胆怯。
And some people naturally they're very timid.
但是弟兄姊妹这没有关系。
That doesn't matter.
天然胆大的人。
Natural courage.
碰到属灵的事情就胆怯了。
Comes to spiritual matter, they become very weak.
天然胆怯的人。
Naturally timid.
因着神的恩典。
Because God's grace.
反而在属灵的事情上胆子很大。
Even when it comes to spiritual matter, they
become very courageous. 在读这个神道的历史里面。
And when you go into the history of the martyrdom.
我们看见有一些很软弱的女子。
We see many, many weak sisters.
但是他们在神道的时候。
When in this matter of martyrdom.
他们的胆量是超过勇士。
Their courage is beyond anybody.
因为是主的恩典在他的身上。
Grace operating in.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个做属灵领袖的人
，to be a spiritual leader，
必须要有那个属灵的胆量。
You must have spiritual courage.
还有一点
，one more point，
一个做属灵领袖的人
，to be a spiritual leader，
神在他的身上
，God。In your life,
必须要做出一个真实的谦卑来。
He wants to work you to make you a real humble person.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
For God resists the proud.
神赐恩给谦卑。
And God gives grace to the humble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
严格的说来
，strictly speaking，
没有一个人不是骄傲。
There is no one that is not proud.
如果你的天然有很多，当然你骄傲。
If you have much naturally, therefore you're proud.
如果你天然很少，你也骄傲。
Even if you possess little natural, you are just as proud.
甚至于找人看你是一无所有的，你也骄傲。
Even according to man's standard, you are a man of nothing. You are still a very proud person.
我们人都是骄傲。
We are all proud person, people.
不过是一步步五十步小一步步而已
it's a matter of degrees
但是神拦住骄傲的
but God resists the proud
甚至于连神拯救人都是如此
even the way the Lord saved people
一个骄傲的人不能得救的
a proud person cannot be saved
我想一个很好的例子就是 Finney
I'll give you a good example. Is Finney
Charles D. Finney?
Yes, Charles D. Finney
是美国一个被神大用的一个布道家。
Yes, is one of the servant of the Lord mightily used by God in U.S. and evangelism.
他是律师。
He is a lawyer.
那么在念这个律师的时候
，When he was studying law，
他发现说许多你知道英美的这个法律都是根据圣经的话。
Yeah, he discovered that Anglo American law based on the scripture.
所以他就买了一份圣经
And so he bought a Bible.
来做参考
To do research.
但是到后来，神的灵就感动他
And the Holy Spirit worked in his heart.
觉得实在需要他的罪很大，需要得救
And so he recognized he is a sinner and he needs to be saved.
所以他就开始读圣经
And he began to read the scripture.
但是呢，他读圣经这样读法的
And the way he read the scripture.
没有人的时候，他就读圣经
And when there's no one there, then he reads.
人一进来，马上把圣经藏起来
And when anybody comes to his office, he hides.
他不要人看见说他在那里读圣经
He dare not to let people see that he's reading.
有一天早晨，他要到公司旁去的时候
So one day he was on his way to the office.
他实在感觉我这个人罪孽众多
And he feel that he was such a sinner.
我如果死了，我要灭亡
He said, if I die, I'll perish.
所以他说是好，我要寻求得救
He said, I will seek salvation.
我不要到 office 去了
I'm not going to go to the office.
我要去祷告
I want to pray.
求主救我
Ask the Lord to save me.
所以他就跑到一个山林里头去
So he walk into a mountain forest.
他走得很深很深
And he walked very deep into the forest.
因为他怕人看见
He's afraid that
people might see. 他到了很深的树林里面
And he walked deep into the forest.
他看见有几棵树啊是倒在地上
And he noticed there are several trees that were fell on the ground.
他就跑到中间可以藏在里头了。
He went between those trunks and he hid himself.
那就跪下来祷告。
And he knelt down.
他以为说我这样祷告那一定是可以把我里面的那一种的重担呢、啊、可以完全卸在主的面前。
And he said, in that place, and I can really pray and open my heart to the Lord.
但是他跪下来祷告没有话。
And when he knelt down, he cannot pray.
他祷告了几句祷告不下去。
And he prayed a few words, he cannot pray.
他一听见有一点声音。
And he heard the noise.
马上站起来
and he stood up.
因为怕人看见
he was afraid people might
see. 他这样做了几次
and he did a few
实在没有办法祷告
and he could not pray.
哎呀他非常的后悔
and he was very regretful.
因为他到树林里去的时候
and when he went into the forest,
他说我现在要去祷告去
he said, I want to pray.
我要去寻求得救
I want to seek salvation.
如果不得救我就不回来
he said, if I not say, I will not return.
那他说我不能回去
I cannot return.
那怎么办呢
what can I do?
哎呀他实在觉得为难
he'sin great difficulty.
忽然在这个时候
at this moment,
好像有人在那里对他说
somebody was speaking to him.
他说 Finney,
he said, Finney,
你是一个罪人
you are a sinner.
你在哪一位圣洁的神面前祷告
you pray before a holy God.
你求这一位的神怜悯你
you ask this holy God to help you.
你还怕人看见吗
you afraid man to see
you. 你这个人何等的骄傲
you are very proud.
哎呀他看见自己
he saw himself.
他跪在地上
he knelt down,
承认他骄傲的罪
acknowledge the sin of pride,
当他这样承认的时候
when he acknowledged,
一面认罪
ask forgiveness,
神的话一句一句地领导他
and the word of the Lord came to him,
圣灵就充满了他
the spirit filled him,
从头一天起
from the first day,
他就被神大大的使用
he was used mightily by God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
God and sisters,
神拦住骄傲的
God resisted pride,
施恩给谦卑的
grace to those who are mercy.
圣经有很多的例子
There are many examples in the scripture.
我们没有时间
because we don't have time.
我只能提他的名字
I'll mention just a few names.
旧约里面基甸是一个很好的例子
In the Old Testament, Gideon is a good example.
神要拯救以色列的百姓脱离米甸人的手
And when God wants to deliver his people from the hands of Midian,
他就去找基甸
He looked for Gideon.
他说大能的勇士啊
He's a great warrior.
神与你同在
God be with you.
神就要差遣他去救以色列的百姓
God want to send him to deliver Israel.
你看基甸他的光景怎样
What kind of reaction was in Gideon?
他有一个谦卑的灵
He had a humble spirit.
他说神啊
He said,
在十二个支派中摩拿西的支派是最贫穷的
In the 12 tribes Manasseh is the weakest
在我父的家里头我是最小的
And in my family's house I am the least
我怎么能被你用
How can I be used
但是神告诉他与他同在使用他
But God said I'll be with you I'll sustain you
当神大大地使用他
When God mightily used him
拯救以色列人脱离米甸人的手
Deliver the people out of the hands of Midian
以色列支派的人就起来了
The tribe of Ephraim
他们起来与他争
Ephraim hit him and struggled with him
他说为什么与米甸人打仗你们没有叫我们
said,
你们有叫我们一同来
He said when you are fighting with the Midianites how can you even call us
你知道仇敌在那里霸占的时候
You know when the enemies were there
这些以法列人都躲在后面
Ephraimites were hiding
但是等到打了胜仗了
But after the battle was won
他们就起来准备祭天说你为什么不喊我们呢
And they came and accused the Manasseh tribe Gideon how come you did not ask us to join you
你看祭天怎么回答
You know what was the reply of Gideon
他说你们所做的比我做的更大
He said your work is greater than my work
以法列人他所摘取的葡萄比我们这个种族所摘下来的收的葡萄还要多吗
He said the grapes of Ephraim they are bigger and sweeter than ours
因为你们把这个米甸人两个这个princess抓到了
Yeah, because you called the two princes a meeting.
这样你们所做的不是比我做的更多吗？
Because what you have done is more than we can, what we have done.
他们听到这个话很开心的。
When they heard this word, they are very happy.
就不与他争了。
They did not argue with
him. 这个就是谦卑。
This is humility.
等到打了胜仗之后。
After the battle.
哎呀，以色列人说，你带领我们打了胜仗。
You led us into this victory.
你要做我们的王。
You should be our king.
你做我们的王。
We want you to be our king.
基甸怎么说？他说我不做你们的。
I don't want to be your king.
我的子孙也不做你们的王。
My offsprings will not be.
神做你们的。
May God be your king.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是谦卑。
This is humility.
哦，我们实在在神的面前。
We need to be before.
需要做一个谦卑的。
We need to be a humble.
如果你谦卑。
If we are humble.
神能用他。
Then God can use you.
神用了你。
God used
you. 如果你骄傲。
Because if you're proud.
你就完了。
That you're finished.
如果你再谦卑，
if you humble,
你更谦卑，
and you humble more,
神就更能
用。 God can use you more.
在新约里头，
in the New Testament,
巴拿巴是一个很好的，
Barnabas is a good example.
很多的时候我们对巴拿巴有成见，
sometimes we have prejudice about this brother.
因着那一次他与保罗分手，
because he departed with Paul.
我们都怪巴拿巴，
we always blame Barnabas.
那也许他错。
Could be he was not quite right.
但是因着这个缘故，
but because of this,
我们对于巴拿巴很有成见。
We are prejudiced about him.
但是你如果仔细读圣经的话，
but you read carefully,
你看见巴拿巴是一个谦卑的人。
You can see that Barnabas is a humble man.
他虽然是个财主，
even though he was a very wealthy man,
他把他的产业卖了，摆在使徒的脚下。
He sold all he had and placed them at the feet of the apostles.
他们给他取个名叫做安慰之子。
They call him the son of consolation.
因为他的心是何等的宽广。
Because he has a large heart.
当使徒们听说安提亚神在那里做工，
when the disciples heard that the Lord has started to work in Antioch,
那他们就派巴拿巴去看望。
And they sent Barnabas to go and visit them.
他看到了那里，看见神所做的工。
And when he saw the work of God,
他是不是说因为这个工作不是我做的，所以不算？
He did not say, but this is not my work, so it doesn't matter.
今天有许多神的仆人有这样的态度。
Today, God's servant had this kind of attitude.
不，他看见神在那里做的工作。
When he saw God's work there,
他满心欢喜。
He was full of joy.
他就在那里帮助鼓励他们，要在主的道上再往前去。
He was to encourage them to keep the faith.
因为他看见神的工作那么大。
Because he sees the greatness of God's work.
哎呀，他承认他自己不够。
And he realized he is nothing.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当神稍微用我们一点的时候，
when God uses us a little bit,
然后我们就觉得自己好大好大。
We think we are something.
但是巴拿巴呢？
But Barnabas,
当神在那里用他的时候，
when God used him,
哎呀，他就觉得说这个工作不是他可以胜任的。
He said, this work is not something I can.
因为他认为他自己是个有限的器皿。
But he realized he's a limited vessel.
哎呀，有一个人。
One person.
就是扫罗。
Oh, Saul.
他是一个大的器皿。
He is a big,
大的器皿。
Oh, he's a big vessel.
虽然扫罗这就是比他晚了。
Because Saul's conversion was much later.
并且是巴拿巴把扫罗介绍给耶路撒冷的圣徒。
It was Barnabas who introduced all to the apostles and
disciples. 正是巴拿巴这个人里面胸襟很大。
But Barnabas had a big heart.
他认为说这个扫罗神在那里用他，他是一个大的器皿。
And he recognized that Paul is a vessel in God's hand.
为做神的工作。
Because of God's work.
不是为做自己。
Not for himself.
今天许多神的仆人有地盘主义。
Many of God's servants, they have a territorial concept.
这是我的地盘。
This is my sphere.
你们不能来。
You cannot come.
但是巴拿巴没有这种的感觉。
Barnabas had no such a feeling.
虽然神在哪里用他。
God used him.
他觉得这个工作太大。
He said, this work is too big.
为做神的工作。
Because God's work.
他不能为做自己把神的工作扣住了。
I cannot get hold of God's work.
有一个人，他是一个大的器皿。
There's one man who is a great vessel.
他就谦卑他自己去找扫罗。
And he humbled himself to seek.
把扫罗找来。
He found Saul.
与他一同侍奉主。
And serve him, serve with him with the Lord.
按照资格来说。
According to qualification.
他比保罗资格大。
He is more qualified.
当他们一同在侍奉的时候。
When they serve together.
有五个先知和教师。
Five prophets and teachers.
在安提亚一同侍奉。
They were serving the Lord together at Antioch.
一名是巴拿巴。
The first was Barnabas.
另一名是保罗。
The last one was Saul.
他们一同在那里侍奉。
They served the Lord together.
你知道这个不是在那里摆地位。
It's not a matter of order.
摆在那里摆地。
Position.
那是圣灵这样的安排。
This is the order by the Spirit.
所以当圣灵分派巴拿巴和保罗、扫罗出去的时候。
Still, it's important Barnabas out to preach the gospel.
他们是巴拿巴和扫罗一同出去。
It is Barnabas and Paul went out together.
巴拿巴是在哪里领导
？Barnabas was the leader.
然后保罗在哪里与他合作
？Paul was there as his co-worker.
因为巴拿巴在神面前属灵的成分多。
Because Barnabas has more spiritual measure.
保罗比他少一点。
Paul has less.
但是过了不久。
But for a period of time,
我们看见神的恩典在保罗身上愈发加增。
We see that the grace of God manifesting in Paul's life.
胜过了巴拿巴。
And he had more measure of
faith. 所以圣经就把他转过来。
And so the scripture can
see. 是保罗和巴拿巴。
It's now Paul and Barnabas.
现在保罗站在领导的地位上。
Now Paul is in the place of leadership.
不是保罗去争取这个领导的地位。
It's not that Paul tried to grasp.That position.
是圣灵把他放在那个地位上。
It was the placement of the Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
保罗也不为着自己的缘故说、哦、我不要这个地位。
And Paul did not too polite about it.
保罗觉得说神这样安排就顺服神。
Paul said, since God has this ordering, I must obey.
巴拿巴嫉妒吗？
Was Barnabas jealous?
No.
No.
巴拿巴甘心乐意的与保罗同工。
Barnabas followed Paul and co-worked with Paul willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
如果一个人里面有一点的骄傲
，There's a pride in one's life.
这一件事情是绝对办不到的事情。
This work cannot be done.
难怪马可、约翰受不了啊。
No wonder why Mark, John Mark cannot take it.
旁边的人受不了。
Those who are around cannot take it.
但是当时的人他能接受。
But they take it.
这一种的谦卑。
This kind of humility.
在神的面前何等的宝贝。
In God's sight is very
powerful. 巴不得今天神的仆人都有这种谦卑的心啊。
May God have this kind of servants who have this heart of humility.
这一个是神的 praise 所极大的需要。
This is what God needs in His servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天的教会里头有许多的难处。
We have many problems in the church.
都是因为神的仆人有地盘主义。
It's because God's servant they have territorial.
神的仆人心胸太大了。
Because they have aggressive heart.
如果神兴起比你更有用的人了
If God raised someone that is more useful than you
你愿意不愿意就退让让那个人做领导
Are you willing to allow him to take the place of leadership
不单在工作上如此
Not only in the work
在教会中也是如此
And also the same thing in the church
也许过去的时候
Possibly in the past.
神在那里圣灵设立你做长老。
Yes, God used you one time to be the elder.
把你放在领导的地位上。
Place you in the place of leadership.
如果后来有人属灵的情形比你更好。
But subsequently, Lord has raised another person whose spiritual condition is much better than yours.
是不是你就站着这个地位不肯放了？
Are you holding fast to your position?
如果你这样的话，
If you are that way,
你就全教会被你扣住。
Because in that way, the whole church will be limited.
如果神在哪里兴起人来，
If God has raised new people up,
他们属灵的情形是超过你的。
Their spiritual condition is better than yours.
你应当自动的退去。
You ought to voluntarily
让那些人起来领。
Allow those to come to be the leader.
你要甘心乐意的跟从。
You have to be willing to follow them.
这一个就是谦卑。
This is humility.
神所用的人。
Those who God used.
那是谦卑的人。
Are you people of humility?
最后
lastly,
神所要的那是忍耐的人。
God's looking for those who do have patience.
这个忍耐
this patience,
那是说
it means,
因为你看见了异象。
Because you see the vision.
所以你无论遭遇什么挫折
No matter what difficulties you encounter
你就能忍受一切
You endure everything
你是不折不回的一直往前去
You cannot look back or turn back You endure to the end
那好像又不一样
Like Job
因着他的忍耐
Because his patience
他所得出的结果是何等的荣耀
And the blessing he received at the end was far more glorious
什么叫做忍耐
What does it mean
忍耐就是说
Patience means
因为你在神面前有所看见
Because you see something
别人还没有看见
Others have not seen it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你的眼睛是开了
Your eyes are open
别人的眼睛还没有开
The other people's eyes are still closed
你就有一个很大的试探
You have a temptation
你看那些眼睛没有看的人就看不起
you look at those who have not seen what you've seen as though they are you don't have respect for them
你自己就跑在前面去了
so you run ahead yourself
你不顾那些的人
you do not care for the rest
一个牧羊的人
a shepherd
当然要坐在羊群的面前
you ought to walk before the sheep
但是他不能在羊群前一千步以外
but you cannot be 100 feet ahead of the sheep
叫羊群跟不上他
and because the flock can never catch up with you
虽然他是走在前面
but even though you are walking in front of them
但是为着那些软弱的羊群
but because of the sheep
你愿意一步一步地走
you will walk step by step
就说你里面的感觉
according to your inward feeling
你早可以到那个目的地了
you could have been there long long ago
但是你为着他们的缘故
but for the sake of the flock
你愿意他们一步一步地走
you want to walk with them step by step
好像约书亚和加勒一样
like Joshua and Caleb
就说他们两个人的光景
according to their two conditions
38年前就可以进迦南
38 years ago they could have entered into Canaan
但是为着顾念那一时代的人
But for the sake of the whole nation
他们愿意与那一时代的人一同在旷野里头徘徊
They endure the wilderness for 40 years
到了40年满了
After 40 years
与他们一同带他们进到迦南
They enter into Canaan with the whole nation
这一个叫做忍耐
This is patience
忍耐就是说
Passion means
你对弟兄姊妹
the way you treat your
你不轻看他们
you do not look lightly to them
你不在那里说你们这些人就是赶不上
you cannot say you will never catch up with me
那算了吧
我
自己就去
I'll go with myself
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
做领袖的人不能这样
Spiritual leadership cannot be like that
你必须要攻克你的自己
you have to conquer yourself
你要忍耐着带领弟兄姊妹往前
You have to endure and bring the whole brother and sister with you
在旧约的里面
And the Old Testament
尼希米是一个很好的例子
Nehemiah is a good example
我们知道尼希米他是在皇宫里头做酒政的人
Yes, Nehemiah is a cupbearer in the palace
但是他的心顾念他的弟兄
But his heart was with his brethren
他并不以为自己享受就满足了
he does not care for his own pleasure
当他的弟兄们从耶路撒冷回来的时候
When his brethren returned from Jerusalem
报告给他听耶路撒冷的光景
They reported to him the conditions of Jerusalem
城墙都拆毁了
The walls broken down
留在那里的百姓受过仇敌的欺负
And the people there they were oppressed
他里面满了重担
He was full of burden
他就在神面前祷告
And he prayed
你知道他祷告的时候是11月12月的时候
And when he prayed was in November December the month of December
但是他不轻举妄动不随便
But he will not be careless
他一直等候在主面前
He waited and waited
等到三四月的时候
Until March of April
有一个机会来
Opportunity
神为他开路
Lord opened the way
因为皇帝看见他脸上忧愁
Because the king saw the expression of his face
这是很危险的事
This is very dangerous
因为做酒政的人
Because to be a cupbearer
那是皇帝亲信
Because that is the person who the king trusts.
他要把酒提给王喝。
You give the cup of wine to the king to drink.
他提给王喝之前，他自己是要喝一口。
Before the king drinks, he has to drink a little bit.
因为那个时候的皇帝都是暴君呢、啊。
Because in those, yeah, because in those kings are all dictators.
他们很怕人毒死他们。
Because they're afraid the people may poison them.
所以酒正是他的亲信。
Because the cupbearer is their protector.
他们两个人的命是一个命。
Their two lives are one life.
所以酒正先喝。
So the cupbearer had a drink.
如果有毒的话，酒正就喂一个王死。
If it's poisonous,
然后这个王。
And then the king will drink.
所以他在那里敬酒的时候，脸上不能忧愁。
And so he was.Serving the king with a cup of wine.
你脸上忧愁，皇帝心里就你在那里有心事了。
And when the king noticed his sad face, he knew something was wrong with him.
那恐怕你也要暗杀我了。
Probably you want to assassinate.
所以这有生命的危险。
This danger to his life.
但是他在那里勉强了几个月。
But he endured for a few months.
几个月他装着笑脸去献酒。
For a few months, he tried to have a pleasant face.Before the king.
到了那一天实在没有办法。
But he cannot endure anymore.
他脸上忧愁。
He became grieved and sad.
皇帝就说你为什么脸上忧愁。
King said, why are you so sorrow?
一定有原因在哪里。
There must be a reason.
他里头就祷告。
And he prayed.
他说。
And he said.
我自己的同胞。
He said, my brothers.
在那里受苦。
They are suffering there.
我怎么能过得去。
How can I endure?
求王差遣我去。
May the king send me back.
让我去建造。
May I go back and to rebuild the wall?
感谢神
Thank God.
神就打发他去
And God sent him back.
你知道他到了那里
When he arrived,
三天的功夫
3 days,
他什么都不懂
He knew nothing.
他在那里观察
He watched.
然后他把他的负担告诉留在那里的弟兄们
Then he unveiled his burden with his brethren.
许多的艰难
Many difficulties. Persecution from within and without.
但是他忍耐
But he endured.
直等到城墙
Until the wall was rebuilt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
一个做领袖的人
To be a leader.
如果没有这种的忍耐
If you have no patience,
怎么能做神的工
How can you do God's work?
碰到一点的挫折
When you encounter difficulty,
就撒手
You resign.
看见弟兄姊妹好像不明白也跟不上
And as though the brothers and sisters don't know and they cannot catch up with you.
算了
You
你们这班人没有用
you give them up
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters
一个做领袖的人
To be a spiritual leader
是一个牧羊的人
Is a shepherd
他要有牧羊人的心
You have to have a heart of a shepherd
在新约的里面
In the New Testament
约翰是个很好的例子
John is a good example
就做他天然的气质来说
According to his natural temperament
他这个人不是一个忍耐的人
He is not a patient person
主耶稣称他为雷子
The Lordcall him the thunder
打雷
thundering
这个打雷啊一点不忍耐
thunder has no patience at all
打雷那怕人
it's explosive
圣经里头给我们看见约翰好几次打雷
scripture tells us how many times that John thunder
约翰不大说话
John is a man of little speech
但是他一开口就是雷声轰轰
The moment he opens his mouth is just like thunder
你记得吗
You remember
有一次有人奉主的名赶鬼
There's one time people using the name of the Lord cast out devil
鬼也赶出去了
And the demon was driven out
约翰大不满意
AndJohn was very upset.
他跑到主耶稣的面前
And he went to the Lord.
说岂有此理啊
He said, how can this be?
这个人他不与我们在一起怎么可以赶鬼呢
He's not with us. How can he do such a thing?
他可以用你的名来赶鬼呢
And he used your name to cast out evil.
他要赶鬼必须要与我们在一起才行啊
He's going to do such work. He has to be with us.
我们对你的名可以包办啊
We can monopolize your name.
别人不能用你的名
No one else can use your name.
打雷
Thundering.
主耶稣说
The Lord said,
不与我分离的就是与我相合
Those who are not scattered are with me.
往前走
Move forward.
主耶稣到撒玛利亚的村子
The Lord went to the village of Samaria.
撒玛利亚人与犹太人没有来往
The Samaritans and the Jews, they have no dealings with each other.
所以他们不肯接受主耶稣。
And they will not receive the Lord Jesus.
约翰和他的哥哥两个雷啊，就对打了。
And John and his brother, the two thunders, they roar.
他们跑到主耶稣的面前。
They went to the Lord.
说主啊
，He said, Lord,
这件事不可以的。
This can never happen.
你是主啊
，You are the Lord.
怎么他们可以不接受你呢
？How can they not receive you?
你要不要我们祷告
？Do you want us to pray?
求天上降下火来把他们烧掉。
And ask the fire from heaven to fall down and destroy them.
好有信心啊。
哎, they do have faith.
你知道主耶稣那个时候经过撒玛利亚的城子是到耶路撒冷去。
Do you know when the Lord went to Samaria was on his way to Jerusalem?
他到耶路撒冷去乃是为做钉十字架。
And the way and he went to Jerusalem is because of the cross.
主耶稣那个时候的灵乃是一个十字架的灵。
The spirit of the Lord was the spirit of the cross.
但是这两个弟兄的灵
But these two brothers spirit
乃是另外的一个
is another kind of spirit.
就对付他。
The Lord dealt with them.
还有一次大雷。
There was one more time they thundered.
就是他把他们的母亲带来。
It's the time when he brought when they brought their mother to the Lord.
要坐在主的左边和右边。
One wants to be at the Lord's right hand and the other's at the left.
这个雷一打，十个门徒的耳朵都震动。
And this time when the thunder roared, all the 11 other disciples' ears they perked up.
他天然不是一个忍耐的人。
Naturally, he is not a patient person.
但是感恩主。
But thank God.
因为主管教他。
Because God's discipline.
主对付他。
God dealt with him.
约翰成了爱的使徒。
John became a disciple of love.
什么是爱？
What is love?
爱是很久忍耐。
Love is enduring.
哦，愿神怜悯。
May the Lord help us.
如果神因着他的怜悯拣选我们。
If in God's mercy He has chosen you and me,
巴不得我们让圣灵在我们身上来做这些的工作。
May we allow the Holy Spirit to do all these works.
哦，愿他开我们的眼睛，能看见异象。
May He open our eyes to see the vision.
愿他在我们身上不放松我们。
That He will not let us go.
巴不得他把那个勇气赐给我们。
May He give us that spirit of courage.
也叫我们在他的面前永远成做一个谦卑的。
And allow Him to make us into a humble person.
忍耐着带领弟兄姊妹。
Patiently bringing brothers and sisters to go on.
对不起，我把你们的时间占得太多。
I'm sorry that I use more time than I should.
也许我们就有一个两个祷告。
Maybe we have one or two brothers and sisters conclude this session with prayers.Naturally, he is not a patient person.
但是感恩主。
But thank God.
因为主管教他。
Because God's discipline.
主对付他。
God dealt with him.
约翰成了爱的使徒。
John became a disciple of love.
什么是爱？
What is love?
爱是很久忍耐。
Love is enduring.
哦，愿神怜悯。
May the Lord help us.
如果神因着他的怜悯拣选我们。
If in God's mercy He has chosen you and me,
巴不得我们让圣灵在我们身上来做这些的工作。
May we allow the Holy Spirit to do all these works.
哦，愿他开我们的眼睛，能看见异象。
May He open our eyes to see the vision.
愿他在我们身上不放松我们。
That He will not let us go.
巴不得他把那个勇气赐给我们。
May He give us that spirit of courage.
也叫我们在他的面前永远成做一个谦卑的。
And allow Him to make us into a humble person.
忍耐着带领弟兄姊妹。
Patiently bringing brothers and sisters to go on.
对不起，我把你们的时间占得太多。
I'm sorry that I use more time than I should.
也许我们就有一个两个祷告。
Maybe we have one or two brothers and sisters conclude this session with prayers.